Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The owner of the New York Stock Exchange launched a Bitcoin futures market this week, and in a moment we'll explain how that could affect the price of the cyber currency and whether more merchants are likely to accept it as payment. First, some money and market news you should know. Americans are saving more, but that may not be great for the economy. The U.S. personal saving rate, which is calculated by the after-tax income that consumers don't spend, has been drifting higher over the past decade instead of falling as the economy grows stronger and consumers become more confident. It was under 4% prior to the recession in 2007 and hit about 8% through the first half of this year. Economists say many Americans may have put away their 2017 tax cuts, but they also say the recession made consumers more cautious. And there may be a widening gap between the rich who are able to save a lot and the poor who cannot. And economists say if savings outstrip investments for a long time, that could keep interest rates and economic growth in check. China is on the hunt for meat. A swine flu outbreak has wiped out a third of China's pig herds, and now China is importing more meat and driving up prices in exporting regions like Brazil, Australia, and Europe. American shoppers aren't seeing spikes yet, but the projected December hog prices, which could affect pork, are up 4.5%. Demand is so high that Chinese officials have said the country could exempt U.S. pork and some other agricultural goods from punitive tariffs. Executives from U.S. meat companies Tyson Foods, Smithfield Foods, and Sanderson Farms say they expect to benefit from higher prices. The cryptocurrency Bitcoin has hit a wall when it comes to being accepted by merchants, and that's because of its wild price swings and a lack of transparency. CME Group launched a Bitcoin futures market several years ago to ease those fears, and this week the owner of the New York Stock Exchange, Intercontinental Exchange, launched its own. Now, why is that important to Bitcoin investors? Let's ask Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Osipovich. So, Alex, this Bitcoin futures market from Intercontinental Exchange, it's been in the works for a while. What was the holdup?
Intercontinental Exchange, which is known as ICE for short, had a very particular design in mind for this contract, which could potentially be really, really good in terms of having it be effective, but also made it more complicated to launch. If you are a trader holding these contracts and you hold them until they expire, then you might get actual digital units of Bitcoin, and you have to be ready to handle that. And ICE had a lot of trouble getting approval from this from the regulator, the CFTC, because of various issues around that process, which is called physical delivery. Physical delivery, incidentally, is used in a lot of futures contracts, live cattle futures, cocoa futures, aluminum futures, but it hasn't yet been applied to Bitcoin per se. There is another futures contract out there on Bitcoin at CME Group, which is the other big futures exchange in the US, and it's not physically delivered. It is what they call cash settled. So if you hold the CME contract until it expires, you may get dollars, or you might have to pay dollars depending on whether your bet paid off or not.
And a futures market, which is what this is, allows investors to bet on the rise and fall of the price of things like corn and soybeans and oil. Are investors able to bet on Bitcoin's price up and downs?
Yes, that is the kind of the point of the futures market. Essentially, futures allow some people to manage their risks by hedging and sort of protecting themselves against unfavorable price swings. For instance, if you're an oil producer, you might use futures to hedge against the price of oil falling. While other people use the futures markets to speculate and place bets.
But let's just back up for a moment. Can you explain why the futures market, and this one in particular, is important to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies?
Yeah. So in general, if you take a step back, Bitcoin began as this anarchist libertarian project to set up a form of money that was outside of the control of regulators and unmediated by Wall Street. But what's kind of happened over time is it's turned out that people are not very comfortable dealing with a currency that isn't regulated and doesn't have these sort of trusted intermediaries. And so you've had players come in that offer different ways to access the Bitcoin markets in a more regulated way. And that's kind of what ICE is doing here.
And one of the major challenges Bitcoin has faced is getting people to understand and treat it like a real currency. It's not like the green and God We Trust bills we have in our wallets. How does this futures market tie into merchants and people using cryptocurrencies to pay for products?
What's happened so far is a building block in a grander project that ICE wants to do. And I guess it's mainly aimed at solving one particular problem with Bitcoin, which is the volatility. Bitcoin doesn't really have any particular clear model driving its price swings. It'll go up and down and nobody really knows why. There's a lot of suspicion that it's being manipulated. And so
That's always fascinating to me, that nobody really knows why it shoots up and down the way it does.
It's true. To be fair, the volatility has come down a little bit, but it seems to be a big risk on people's minds. And with a futures contract, you can hedge against those price risks more effectively. And with the way that ICE is going about creating this backed future, backed is the name of their Bitcoin venture, they'll potentially make it easier for merchants to hedge the risk of holding Bitcoin and transition quickly between dollars and Bitcoins.
Now, you mentioned the program called Bakkt. It isn't really a wait-and-see venture. Microsoft has already invested in Bakkt, and then Starbucks has partnered with it to allow its customers to convert cryptocurrency to cash and use it at its coffee shops.
So ICE announced this Bakkt venture last year. It's spelled B-A-K-K-T, but pronounced Bakkt. And the idea is that it will be the sort of Bitcoin services company that includes this futures market and physical Bitcoin delivery mechanism that they call a warehouse at its center. And ultimately, the idea is to make it easier for people to buy stuff in Bitcoin, including lattes at Starbucks.
Now, how will this affect cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin? I'm thinking about the Facebook cryptocurrency Libra that it has announced could be coming onto the market down the line. How might that be affected?
There's nothing about the way that Bakkt has been created right now that would preclude ICE from adding new cryptocurrencies to it. So you could see them taking this model and this technology and applying it to other coins. There are a lot of coins out there. And yes, at some point there may be Libra, which is the coin that Facebook wants to do. It's interesting because both ventures, both Facebook's Libra and ICE's Bakkt venture, are ultimately aimed at the same goal, which is to allow Bitcoin or to allow cryptocurrencies to be used for payments between ordinary people. And I think that both are kind of an example of a big established player in the corporate world right now trying to figure out how to get ahead of this trend.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Osipovich joining us here in our studio. Alex, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.